The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has identified 120 new impaired waterways around the state. As part of the Clean Water Act, Wisconsin officials assess bodies of water across the state every 2 years. As part of the latest survey, the state is recommending adding 106 waterways to its impaired list and 14 more under new water restoration guidelines in 2020. Our next guest joins us to talk about some of the dangers these impaired waterways are facing and steps the state could take to repair the damage. Ashley Baranek is the Water Quality Evaluation Coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR. Ashley, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, what goes into deciding whether or not a waterway gets listed as being impaired?
So an impairment determination is based on water quality data and our regional biologists. We take a look at the data, we compare it against the thresholds that we've determined would mean that there's too much of that pollutant. And then I send out a draft list to all of our regional DNR folks. They take a look at it, and then we put out this list for public comment.
We've got a lot of water here in Wisconsin.
We
lakes,
do.
Rivers, ponds, streams, you name it. Can you really keep up with all of it, or do you have to kind of pick and choose where you're surveying?
So we try to do as much as we can. We have 30% of our waters assessed, but like you said, we have a lot of water. We have over 1,000 acres of lake, and we have over 80,000 stream miles. So what we do is we focus on different areas of the state. Right now, one of the areas we're focusing on are the counties along the northeast lakeshore of Lake Michigan, because we are working on a new TMDL, which is a restoration plan in that area. So a lot of our phosphorus listings from this cycle, say, are from a lot of monitoring we've done in that area.
You just mentioned phosphorus, and you're looking at different pollutants here, but looking at the charts, this is the biggest part of the story, the phosphorus.
Yeah.
Talk about where that's coming from and why we worry about it.
So phosphorus comes from multiple sources. It can come from municipal waste, it can come from industries, and it can come from agriculture. We work on all of those sources where we know that there's phosphorus going into the water, and then areas where it's running off of the land into the water. So we're worried about phosphorus because it can contribute to algal blooms, which can be an issue in, say, if you want to go swimming in a lake and it's pretty green, you may not want to jump in there. And it could cause things like toxic algal blooms. So decreasing algae is one of our goals. And to do that, we decrease phosphorus. It's also a big picture thing because the phosphorus that runs into the Mississippi River runs all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. So what we do here in Wisconsin will help the nation.
When we say a waterway is impaired by this standard, that doesn't mean we're not already working on it, right? Some of the
Correct.
Places, maybe even the ones just added to this list, there's already a plan in the works for it?
Yeah, you're right. So we have the restoration waters list now, and that specifically shows all the waters where we have a restoration plan. So a bunch of the phosphorus listings that we had this time went right on the restoration waters list because we already have a TMDL in place, and they're, for example, the Wisconsin River TMDL. That's a large portion of the middle of the state, and I had some new listings in that area, but they're already covered by that TMDL.
If we're talking about phosphorus, say, in a river, what does our plan look like? How do we start restoring? I understand it's hard to take phosphorus out.
Right. But one of the things we do is we reduce the amount of phosphorus going in. And some landscape restoration, like, say, a stream that has a degraded shoreline, if we can restore that shoreline, that'll decrease the amount of sediment flowing into the water, and then that'll decrease the amount of phosphorus going in as well.
We're talking to Ashley Baranek from the state DNR, looking at new listings of impaired waterways around the state and how the DNR is tackling the different kinds of pollutants that go into them. So phosphorus, the big story here, not the only story, though. What are some of the other pollutants that show up on a list like this?
So one of the other major pollutants that's been showing up is chloride, and that comes from our use of road salt and water softeners. So that one around larger cities is starting to show up, and we've listed this cycle a few more waters in the Milwaukee City area.
What do you do with a plan on that? Because people like their water softeners and
they do
worry about ice on the roads.
So we still want to maintain public safety. That's our major goal right there. But there are ways to reduce the amount of salt, road salt that we use. We can alternate some sands in. We can use some things like brine from manufacturing producing pickles or cheeses. Even.
I've heard the cheese brine alternative.
Yeah. So those are some of the options that we can use. And It can help if people reduce the amount they put on their sidewalks. So if you look at the DNR website or even your local county website, they may have ways to reduce your amount of road salt and sidewalk salt.
I know a big pollutant that people used to talk about a lot and be worried about, especially if they went fishing, was mercury in our waterways.
Yeah.
What do we see in the mercury landscape these days?
So we have a statewide fish consumption advisory for mercury that covers all of our waters. So if you're looking at our mercury listings this cycle, you'll notice that we recommended a lot for delisting. So this was more of a clerical cleanup. So there, in 2001, we got that really great coverage for the entire state. And then we had a few waters, about 90, that were still on the impaired waters list, even though they didn't have specific fish consumption advisories for mercury. So that was a little bit of something we needed to clean up. So this cycle, we removed, I think, about 90 waters for mercury. And the reason we did this is that it was confusing folks. It's like, why is my water on the impaired waters list when there's no issue that I can see?
Okay, so they might have had mercury in the past, or they were just still covered under the old statewide advisory and they hadn't been taken off the list.
That was it. Yeah, gotcha. They're covered under that statewide. They're lower than the statewide consumption advisory.
Are there, you mentioned northeastern Wisconsin, are there other parts of the state where we have particular concentrated concerns with the waters in that area?
So it really is regional. There are areas where there's higher phosphorus. There's in northern counties, we do have some more issues with mercury in lakes. So it does depend on where you are in the state. We've got some great cleanup plans all across the state. So like we had the Wisconsin River TMDL. We had an upper Fox Wolf River TMDL. These are a lot of ones that were phosphorus specific, looking at those.
Do we have a lot of long-term data on the same waterway where we declared it impaired in year whatever,
yeah,
and we're tracking progress over time and seeing how our efforts are paying off, if they're paying off?
Yeah, so we have long-term trend sites on a lot of rivers in the state, and some of those are impaired, and we're able to check trends of pollutants across time. So one really good message from our long-term trend monitoring is that phosphorus concentrations are decreasing over time. So hopefully, as we continue doing cleanup, we'll see that trend continue.
Is there a place where people can go and say, okay, hey, what about this lake in my town or the river in my backyard or whatever? Is there a place they can go and see if there are concerns about that waterway?
Yeah. So if you go onto the DNR's webpage and you search for impaired waters, that'll bring you to our webpage. And you should be able to find a way to search for specific water bodies. And on those pages, you can see, is your water impaired, or potentially, is my water healthy? Because that's another thing we've been highlighting this time around.
And you mentioned guidelines on use of salt. Are there other kind of tips for maybe consumers or business owners or farmers, you name it, where they can see if their practices could help things out?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff on our website about best management practices on farms. And if you're curious about different pollutants, you can look at those as well. Like, we have ways that you could reduce phosphorus use in your own home, like making sure that you don't use a ton of compost on your lawn or different types of fertilizer and pesticides. So there's just some ways that we can each individually reduce the amount of phosphorus we're putting into the water.
And these reports come out every 2 years. I assume you don't stop and start. Somebody's probably out in the field or on the shores, I guess, taking samples maybe right now.
Yeah, we are constantly monitoring. We have folks out there every year, and we have volunteers around the state that help us as well. So we're getting quite a bit of information coming in. And yeah, I'm on a continuous cycle. As soon as this one's done, I'm starting on the next one.
And then once we have this report out, what are you hoping people take away from it, whether the public at large or decision makers in our last few moments?
Yeah, I'd like to highlight that 82% of our waters are in good condition, and that the Clean Water Act really requires us to have public input on this process. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from folks on our update to the lists.
Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today
in the
studio.
Thank you.
That's Ashley Baranek. She's Water Quality Evaluation Coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She joined us to talk about impaired waterways the DNR has added to the list, also ones that have been taken off, and some good news about waterways that have never made it onto that list, plus what steps can be taken to rehabilitate these areas. Again, as she mentioned, you can check out the DNR's website to find out ways that homeowners, business owners, farmers, and others can help make a difference when it comes to phosphorus and other pollutants.